Yo voy a utilizar el pago, ahí en el centro. Ahora el mismo arraigo con la chica para mí ser un chico. Y era sacar un chico, que no pasa. Yo no voy a dar un chico, yo no voy a dar un chico, me pues, como un pago. Si me digo un pago, yo quería, con nada, ahí me dice la chica, ¿no? Para que se le dice, para ir a con mi ser un chico. Vale, con mi ser, nada, ahí te voy a decir, ¿qué voy a hacer? Va a yo no voy a ser un chico.
Zadeli munsi yonna gye riri okubeera bamulekwa naye babatumira omwoyo we okugenda mu maaso n'okubalungamya n'obakulemberamu era bamunekera bamalayika bagende mu maaso n'okubalwaniira kale omwe omutukuvu nga bwakulemberamu abaana ba Katonda bwekiri nti sifefeka abaana ba Katonda wabula negira bamalayika abatukuvu bonna bakulemberamu omwoyo wo kale tusabye egira bamalayika ab'entalo okuyitamu malayika Maiko ayimirewo abaana bo ayi Katonda ffe nga bwekyawandikwa mu Daniyeri 12 bwatuyimirirawo olwaleero ng'alwana entalo zaffe kale tumutuma eri bonna abaana ba Katonda omulamu okwetoola ensi yonna okugenda ng'alwana entalo zaabwe nnaku olwaleero n'ennaku zonna ez'obulamu bwabwe wansi w'enjuba wano okutuuka nga tuwangudde ne tuddayo waffe mu ggulu tusindisigira malayika Badoni ab'enjegere okusiba emyoyo gyonna emibi amaanyi gonna ag'ekizikiza agandiremesezza abaana ba Katonda okweyagalira mu bulokozi n'okwongera okumanya n'okutegeera n'okulabirwa n'okwagalwa eri Katonda kale tusindise gyeri likwate emizimu n'amaanyi gonna ag'ekizikiza agalabikiramu bamalayika abaagwa okusibibwa mu bunnya obutakoma otuuka ku lunaku lw'omusanvu tutumiddeko malayika w'omuliro okuyitamu wonna okwokya amaanyi gonna ag'ekizikiza nga bwekiri mu Ezekeri essula y'ekkumi era sibo Katonda ffe mu kubikulirwa malayika w'omuliro oyo agere mu maaso ng'ayitamu okwokya amaanyi gonna ag'ekizikiza okwokya endwadde okwokya obuyinza bwonna obw'ekizikiza n'ekizikiza kyonna ekyobutamanya ekibadde mu mitima gy'abantu n'amaanyi gonna agabadde galwaza aganafuya era agamalamu abaana ba Katonda okwagala kuli okwannamaddala okwasooka kweyogerako mu kubikulirwa eri essuula ey'okubiri kale otume ayi Katonda ffe egira bamalayika abo biyitamu okufefuta n'okusaggula amayembe gonna emizimu n'amaanyi gonna ag'ekizikiza agabadde gasuula abantu bo era ezadde eryo omuntu n'okuyinza n'atayinza kuyimusa mutwe gwe okutunulira eby'omu ggulu kale nga tusiraanye kale nga tubadde bubi kale nga ebyeggulu tubivuddeko mukama otume ejje eryo lisaggule era lifefete emyoyo gyonna emibi wegibadde gisimbye amakanda mu makanisa ag'obulimba batuma ab'obulimba bannabbi b'obulimba abasumba b'obulimba amadiini n'enzikiriza obusamize n'obulogo mu nsozi ne mu biwonvu ejje eryo liyitemu Maiko malayika Badoni ne malayika w'omuliro bayitemu ssebo okusaggula n'okufefeta mu bwengula wansi mu nsozi mu bbanga mu makanisa ag'obulimba mu madiini ne mu nzikiriza mu nsozi ne mu bitanda munda okufefeta amaanyi gonna ag'ekizikiza agabadde galumba abaana ba Katonda kale Katonda afumiza ebintu byonna tunaalaba ekitiibwa kyo era mukama nga tuyigirizibwa nga tugenda okwongera okumanya amateeka n'ebiragiro n'emisango wayogera mu kyamateeka 28 bwe tunaanyiikira okuwulira eddoboozi lyo okwata amateeka n'ebiragiro n'emisango emikisa gyonna ginaagendanga naffe tunaabanga n'omukisa mukyalo ne mu kibuga era weewaawo tunaabanga mu prosesi mukira mukama otume malayikawo ebipimo okubikwesula omukaago nyolwokuna n'olwokutaano agende apime byetwetaaga mulambulo nga bwe kiri mu pita ekyokubira essuula eyo esooka nyolwokusatu agende apime byetwetaaga bulambulo buli muntu abadde yeetaaga mukama ojjuze obwetaavu bwe owonye era ogabiire ezzadde lyo nga bwe tuli leero n'okwetula ensi yonna abakwetaaga era abakweyayanira kale tuleme okubulwa ekintu kyonna tetwetaaga otuukirize byewakola mubikwatuma essuula ey'okuna weebale katonda affe omwesigwa kubanga otumye ne malayikawo okumanya okwongera otwawulira ebyomuwendo kutali bya muwendo akuweereza n'atakuweereza omutukuvu n'atali mutukuvu mu linnya erya mukama waffe yesu amiina. Yes, you was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. How have you been? And how is your life?
God is up your neighbor.
Refer us your neighbor. If they have any need within the body or any weakness, God accepts any prayer within His word. Like He spoke in John 15:7. If we abide in Him and His words abide in us, we ask of all we need will be given us. If one neighbor, if they have a problem, pray for them. If you are within the word of God,
He's
going to hear that prayer and fulfill it.
You can
look for a person without a neighbor, pray a prayer for them. And it's within the word of God. It's going to come to pass to them. It's going to be working for them. For it's within the word of God. Even angels are waiting. Psalm 103:19-25. They want to fulfill God's word. And to hearken unto His voice. Which is within His word.
Pray as
the prayer is in the word of God.
Angels
are going to be fulfilling it and you get surprised. And you wonder you can pray for someone and they get. Today it's going to be like that. I've not seen others pray for your colleagues. What's wrong? Other thing, the anointing is upon the pastors. Anointing is unto the Holy Spirit. And is the one who gives all of us. And He gives as He wishes. You cannot stop Him do what He wants. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, you.
Praise Jesus so much. This is our first service on the Sunday. We move on to study and teach the tithe and offerings. The offerings. There are many. There are offerings of pledging. There are offerings of will.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
There
used to be even peace offerings or offerings of bringing peace, but that one was phased out.
Well,
there is an offering which brought peace unto all of us.
That is
the Lord Jesus when He gave Himself. There was also the first fruit, but also the first fruit of all creations. After He gave up Himself, and we never gave up on the first fruits again. There used to be offerings for sin of different sins. By Him giving up Himself, offerings for sin were cancelled. Now
we
remain with pledgings and the free will. You will yourself that I give. Even thanksgiving offerings. It's the offerings which remain. And the tithe. Now we shall move on to see those offerings. Like we've been seeing, we've seen the tithe and the offering,
and
how it has to be balanced very well. And the measurements must be balanced. And the intention of that is to take out the poor among our midst.
For
the importance of the offering, explain this, brother, that there may be no lack of food in the house of God. Let's go back see this house. How does it move on to get these eatings?
And
how is it built with the tithe and the offering?
Before
I move on to see different types of offerings. Offerings you pledge.
All
the free will offerings. Or to see what we have faced out with the seeds and the others.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We want to first see the importance and what they used to do. And after we shall move on to know more things. Let's move on. Malachi
3.
We begin from verse 6.
Malachi sura ya kusatu olunyolo mukaga. Kubanga nze mukama sijulukuka. Mwe batabani ba Yakobo chemuva mulemu okumalibwawo.
Nge Katonda atakyuka kyuka.
He's the God who never changes.
Yaliwo yaliwera yagenda
okubawo. He was, is the one, and he will be the one.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We usually
hear him in Revelations 1.
And he moves
on to tell us he is the beginning and he is the end. He was, he is, and he will be. What was first done,
they are
the ones moving on to be done. Except only those which he moved on to align.
But
the tithe and the offerings which they used to do, it's what they keep on moving to do. When the command was released that let them be given, that in this house may never lack food, that command has never changed. For God never changes in that word.
It's
never changed, and he said that let them be for the pastors, not my friends. They remain to be within the house of God that may never lack food. Others may say maybe Jesus changed and he changed that command.
Ahead,
we shall see some of the things he changed for which he aligned and corrected. Not to change them but to correct them. Like the peace offerings, after he gave up himself to bring peace, the offerings for sin,
he
gave up himself to take our sins, the seed offering, like he gave up himself as a seed, and he was buried and he blossomed like a vine.
And
we too began to be branches from him, like the first fruits. After he got to be the firstborn of all creation, and he gave up himself, and we never remain giving the first. For he fulfilled its entire needs.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And remain with the offerings of the tithe, of the pledge, of the thanksgiving, and the will, and to help.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kari,
now by that, God tells us it never changes. That pastors we get to change, and as if we've heard a voice, that our the tithe is ours, and even the offerings. Would have changed, perhaps Jesus changes. He too is spoken of never to change. According to what is spoken in Hebrews 13, that verse 6, let's read there and see. The others be the Father saying, he never changes. Is Jesus the one who changes or not?
Beblania esula ya kumina satulinyoro mkaga.
Hebrews 13 verse 6.
No kwa nganga, netuwa nganga kuogera anti, Mukama ye mubezi wange siritya. Omuntu alinkola ki? Mujjukirenga abo ababafuga, abababuuliranga ekigambo kya Katonda, era nga mutunuulira enkomerero y'empisa zaabwe, mugobererenga okukkiriza kwabwe. Yesu Kristo jjo ne leero ababumu n'okutuusa emirembe n'emirembe.
Owulidde Yesu kyabeeraku?
You heard what Jesus is?
Yesu yalina abatume.
Jesus was with the apostles.
Yesu alina ffe.
He's the Jesus with us.
Era bwe bakugamba nti byakyukamu.
And when they tell you things changed.
Manya kintu kimu nti Yesu abeera bumu.
No one think that Jesus is the same.
Nga kitaffe bwali obumu bwa.
Just as the Father is the same.
Tajjulukuka takyuka.
Never changes.
Ne Kristo bwali
bwali. Even Christ is like that.
Era n'omwoyo mutukuvu bwali bwali.
And the Spirit too is like that.
Kubanga twawulira mu bbaluwa y'Yokaana esooka.
For we heard in 1 John.
Esula y'okutaano.
That chapter 5.
Onyolo omusanvu.
Verse 7.
In
the English version.
Wange y'Oluganda simanya bonyiro lumwaru
komira. I don't know in the Luganda version where you restore that verse.
Wange onyo Olugamba.
For that verse says.
Kubanga waliwo abajulira basatu mukuru.
There are three witnesses within heaven.
Uliko kitaffe.
There is the Father.
Kigambo.
There is the Word.
Manyiddwa ng'omwana.
Who is known as the Son.
Yokane mukko minanya.
In John 1:14.
Yeyamba rumbinya tumulaba ng'omwana.
In both flesh we saw him as the Son.
Era waliwo n'omujulira omwoyo mutukuvu.
And there is the witness, the Holy Spirit.
Eranga bano ye muntu.
And these three are one.
Kale ngabo kiri ndi kitaffe tajjulukuka.
Just as it is, the Father never changes.
No mwana nga tajjulukuka.
Even the Son never changes.
No mwoyo mutukuvu bwali bwali.
Even the Holy Spirit never changes.
Kubanga ye kenyini tayogera bibye.
For he himself never speaks his own.
Ayogera ebiva eri kitaffe.
He speaks what comes from the Father.
Era ebiva eri omwana.
And what comes from the Son.
Ngabo twasooka okuwulira.
Like just we first heard.
Mu Yokaana 16.
In John 16.
Okuva ku lunyiri wa
from verse 5 to down, that he will never speak what he wants, but he will speak what is heard from the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we shouldn't lie to it by any word. In the use of the tithe and the offering, and the way we give them out, for the command of God, and that is the Father. It's the command of the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And the use of the tithe and the offering,
it
moves not to be marked well. It's the same which is moving on.
Nga ekiragiro ekiriko nti bireetebwe mu nyumba ya Katonda.
The command which is that they brought in the house of God.
Muleme okubulamu ekyokulya.
That they never be lack of food.
Tewabaawo omwoyo gwonna.
No any other spirit.
Oba ayitibwa Kristo.
Or anyone called Christ.
Oba okulowooza nti ddoboozi lya Kitaffe.
Or thinking it's the voice of the Father.
Eryakugambye nti ezenkola zaakyuseemu.
Which told you that those ways were changed.
Ezebikolwa ezebipimo by'ekkumi n'ebiweebwayo.
Of the tithe and the offerings.
Engeri gye tubiwaayo.
The way we give them.
N'enkozesa yaabyo.
And their use.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Kubanga abasinga bagamba.
For many people say.
Now did the voice nga ligamba.
I heard a voice say.
Tine chimwe cha kumne chiweba bibe bya msomba.
The tithe and the offerings will be the pastor.
Tomenya okiragiro kya mukama.
Don't break the command of the Lord.
Kubanga twawulira.
For we heard.
Kiba kiragiro ku kiragiro.
It's command by command.
Kiragiro ku kiragiro.
Command by command.
Weta agebiragiro ngabina.
Need like four commands.
Ebiri mu byawandikwa
bituku. Which are in the Holy Scriptures.
Ogena maso n'okukyusa ebintu.
Move on to change of the things.
Bwekitabwekyo.
If it's not that, no voice which can change those words.
In fact,
remember in Isaiah 28, from verses
9
and to 13, and it's command by command, at least four commands to capture every robber and every thief, everyone who uses wrongly the tithe. Praise Jesus. Or the one who is wrongly the Holy Scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, because of that, they have told us, when
you
look at Hebrews 13, from verse 7 to 8, Hebrews 13, verse 7.
Mujjukirenga ababafuga. Abababuulira ekigambo kya Katonda era nga mutunuulira enkomerero y'empisa zaabwe.
Ekigambo kiri bwekiti.
The word is like this.
Wadde newankubadde nga tuweebwa okukulemberamu.
Even though we are given right to lead.
Nga abasumba n'abatume ne bannabbi.
Like pastors, apostles and prophets.
Naye ate ng'ekkanisa.
But as a church.
Muweebwa obuvunaanyizibwa.
You're given a responsibility.
Okutunuulira entandikwa yaffe.
Look at our beginning.
N'enkomerero yaffe.
And even our end.
Kubanga abasinga batandikamu bulungi.
Or most begin well.
Abalina nkaga ku buli kikumi mu butuufu.
And they have 60 of 100 right. Yes, praise Jesus. But they reach ahead in the middle. And things begin to totally change. And not looked at where they're going to be ending. Jesus keeps changing along the way. We begin to see what Jesus first spoke with them, not speak the same. The way he taught on the tithe and the offerings is not what he teaches at the end. And at the end they became their own alone. And in the beginning they say it's ours. They are so humbled and calmed in the beginning. But it's your work as you. In the gift you are standing. To look the leaders where the ends. The Jesus of these people keeps changing along the way. But we have not fixed eyes to see whether it's the Jesus he preached to us in the beginning, whether the way they taught tithe in the off in the beginning is how
we are.
You don't reach and say, Pastor, God tell you. He used to read scriptures and preach to us. He said Jesus met him in the bathroom. And he told him. He told him it's a rhema word fresh from heaven. He told him. Give the first fruit and the seed. But it's one who told him that the tithe, the seed and the first fruit were phased out. You have to look at the beginning to the end. Most of you forgot how your pastors began as they preached. For you kept changing with them whatever they were on. Now our journey, it got to be very hard. We're going to know more about tithe and offerings, how they are used.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It would have required of you to know. Just as the apostles used them, we too we have to. Like how the prophets were. And change has never changed. Apostles never bought their cars alone. They never built only their houses from the time
office.
But they saw each one moving on to progress.
But
they had understood Deuteronomy 15. Tries to tell us there shouldn't be a poor among us. Unto the world the poor can be there. But unto church we shouldn't have poor people in us. Because of the tithe and offerings used very well. And they will bring them in their rightfulness. And they will release them out when you do it right.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But most of the people say, perhaps Jesus changed. Maybe God changed. Maybe he changed that he said. Let them be for the pastor. Even reach a time and the building is for the pastor. Even the land is for the pastor, rejected
to
him. Yes, he can have his own there. But whatever is where we fellowship from is for us all. Is it not that? But now ownership is much around.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And perhaps even to lead it fails.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For even when they're given right to lead. If you're given a right, another can go and say, let me sit there for it's mine. And we forget the order. Now sometimes that's where people have acted to other ways. And they say never pass beyond this boundary to these ends. And they close specific doors that are only for pastors. For sometimes we didn't know how to use our liberty. Praise Jesus. For you may find we're in the service and others stands from there and crosses to here. But let's try to be seen. No matter when it is, when service begins, I pass at the extreme. I don't distract. I don't pass this door. You distract the people. Everyone looks at you as service moving. You pass the other extreme. Don't distract from here. Have you ever seen me do that? Let's use our freedom well. I've brought this to show you how do people get off track when they are troubled within the congregation and they use the authority. They begin to change the commands of God.
Now,
tithing offerings, people began to change the commands and the use of everything. Praise Jesus so much. Let's move on with Hebrews. Verse 8.
Hebrews 13, verses
8.
Yes, Christ He is the same. Every day. Not that the Jesus are changing and have changed.
It's
not the Jesus we knew of. The Jesus in the church is very harsh. You cannot get closer to him.
His
minds keep changing every time.
He's left
others poor and others have gotten rich. You find a pastor has an assistant driving a very old car. Funny old car. But he is driving. Driving a car worth 600 million shillings. Jesus, who is merciful. The apostles, and he balanced them. Where did he go?
Tithing
offerings well. Where did that Jesus go? Jesus chooses out some people. And he prospers them and he makes others more poorer. Jesus in the church is amazing. I can tell you he's not the right Christ.
For
the pastor
tells
you, bring the 500 you remain with, Jesus says, bring it. Now it's your transport. It's your accountant to eat lunch. But Jesus wants it also. And he has no mercy at all.
He said,
first give me, then I also give you. God has said, first sow within him, and he too will give you. After Jesus said, we are freely given, then we too freely give. We see this Jesus is different. What's beyond we shall know when we start the right Christ and the false Christ. You will see how things changed.
Jesus
in the church from the religions, salvation which is fake today. Jesus, they are very different from the one we know. Praise Jesus. We've gone back to Malachi 3, verse
6.
Malachi 3, verse 6.
Kubanga nze mukama sijulukuka mwe batabani ba Yakobo kyemuva mulema okumalibwawo okuva ku nnaku z'abajjajjammwe nga mukyuka okukyama mu biragiro byange. So temubikwatanga.
Nti ye Katonda agamba.
That God is to say. Ye
tatuka ne ffe tugenda tutuka nga tuva mu biragiro bye.
Never changes, but it we keeping changing from his commands. We go do things which we wish for ourselves. Remember from our fathers, religions and beliefs.
They
began to gather tithes and offerings from the church, the temples from different churches. And they took on, gathered all, took to the Pope. This one who, or maybe who leads the Protestants. And they took all to there. And they began to give you as a wish. Now we wonder, even in salvation today it's there.
Another
opens branches all over. And they gathered the tithes and offerings. And they get tithes of
tithes.
And they take it to the headquarters. Who do you have been people in need? Praise Jesus. Yesu yebaziwe.
Amen.
Kakati waliwo na makunganiro. Like one of the ministries I got saved in. Now they have branches all over the world. Now all these branches gather their tithe and offerings. Now the pastor on that branch has no right over them. Now you get all the tithe and offerings and take it to the headquarter. Now the headquarter uses them as they wish. Now the church here is left with nothing. Now there are such ministries in the born again church also. They don't only send the tithe of tithe, but they take the entire tithe and offerings. Now they are like the Catholics.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now the situation is like that.
Yes, we are
as if they should. God, the Father changed and Jesus changed. They are all harsh and quiet. They have segregated in people. God has not done like that. We
are
not explaining how things came to be used. We
do,
when we got saved, knew nothing much. We got saved for the pastors. And you don't know the ownership you have over them. They are like, you see the government. They are the secret. We don't know that we are the government. It most in the world, they think the government is what sits in the parliament.
But
the government is rather the people. Now you have no right as the government is what is most surprising.
See,
as if the others are the ones with authority, yet it's us who give the authority to them. You find you are like a dead dog yourself. Now it's like this. You don't know even the tithe offerings.
Given.
There is the work they have to do within you.
And
you see yourself even to give it. And the pastor eats all of it. You feel glory be back to God. He ate the tithe. You see, it's highly blessed for him to eat them. Don't know where you have to start. You know, let me tell you. When you are in the world, those governments, you see them, they try to do one thing. Not us realizing our authority.
Don't
accept to teach you the constitution to know it yourself. We have to live and move in life of ignorance. Now church to change. The authority and ability
and our
liberty in church never taught us. They remain knowing it themselves. Begin to rule over us in ignorance. And we suffer and not realize why we are suffering.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
don't know that even that road to pass in your land is the percentage which has to get back to you. To pass the road passing Zana, we have to get a portion of tax over it. But you know nothing of that. Even the laws of the nation know nothing of that. They will read a case you have committed and have never heard of it. And read it in your constitution like the government. It's what I tell you. Even in church, there are things we are meant to know them, but we never knew them. Others use your ignorance to do what they want. But they know you know nothing. We as full knowledge of God, we don't accept that. We started to bring the light of knowledge.
It's
not a group of politics. If it's politics, maybe we are on opposition now.
We
want to fight what's in the church these days. Praise Jesus. Because we are not going to use the Tojikwata program. For this one's already touched it. And they took out some scriptures in here, so we can't resort to that. They took out some scriptures and they added what they want.
Favors
them to be as pastors and they
steal.
Touch the constitution of the father.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Let's
move on ahead.
Malachi 3, verses
7.
Sote mubikwatanga. Mudde gye ndi nange nadda gye muli bw'ayogera Mukama ow'Eggye.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Agamba nti ajja atuwa ebiragiro.
Naye
ebiragiro ebyo tetwagendanga mu maaso
n'okubikwata.
Wabula atuyita okudda
gy'ali.
Asobole okudda gye
tuli.
Okudda kwaffe
eri Katonda.
Wabula tukyusa amagezi
gaffe. Ne gatunuulira ebiri mu ggulu. According to Philippians
3:20,
for our citizenship is in heaven, and we await our Savior to get back from there. Now we turn our thoughts
to
begin to do things in heaven, and we do them on earth, like how prayer appears in Matthew 6, from verses 9 to down. What he wants in heaven to be done on earth. As there is peace in heaven, unity,
we
share all things of the seed of God. Each one has there. We
too,
church, we must be like that. And we reach and look at what is done in heaven. And we move on to them on earth. Moves on, tell us in Malachi.
Malachi sura ya kusatu, olunyiriri.
Malachi 3, verses 7.
Naye mwogera tunadda tutya. Omuntu alinyaga Katonda. Naye mwe munyaga nze. Naye mwogera nti twakunyaga tutya. Mwanyagako ebitundu eby'ekkumi n'ebiweebwayo.
Omanyi obunyazi buno.
You know this robbery.
Tebuli kugwe weka awaayo.
It's not upon you alone who gives. You've been given the tithe and the offerings when they are not balanced. And sometimes you never even gave. But there are these who have to keep and share to us. They too are robbers. For they have used them things God never commanded. And it ends up he
saying,
the entire nation has robbed from him. For the one you have given tithe and offering, he's not used them as God commanded. And they end up you to your robber, and the one you have given them, they are robbers. You know, they will join on a thief, both become thieves. Just as you join on another
thief,
you two give them to a thief, you two are a thief. For you support in unrighteousness now.
For
when he spoke in Isaiah
29,
he says he will destroy those who support unrighteousness. And when he
places
in Romans
1,
he says never punishes, they will do them alone. But even they who support them. And he said, me, as long as I've given it there, and has it done what it was commanded to do?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Told you
have to look at the beginning of your minister, even to their end.
And you see,
Jesus, the priest, you never changed along the way.
Malachi esula ya kusatu linyoro mwenda.
Malachi 3 verses 9.
Mukoni Malachi esula ya kusatu linyoro mnana.
Malachi 3 verses 8.
Naye mwogera nti twakunyaga tutya. Mwanyaga kebitundu eby'ekkumi n'ebiweebwayo. Mukolimiddwa ekikolimo ekyo. Kubanga munyaga nze eggwanga lino lyonna. Muleete ekitundu eky'ekkumi ekiramba mu ggwanika. Ennyumba yange ebeerengamu emmere. Era munkeme nakyo bw'ayogera Mukama ow'Eggye. Obanga siri bagulirawo ebituli by'omuggulu, ne mbafukira omukisa ne wataba na bbanga we gulijja.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Bw'akugamba okugulawo ebituli by'eggulu.
When he speaks of opening the store of heaven. In Revelation 6, verse 4 and to 5, there are angels of the scales of the measurements who measure what we need. He sends them from heaven and they count out what things we need of us.
And
after we bring the tithe and the offerings and the house of his never lacks food. In the Olden Testament, they used to have a temple of his name, which was a building. Right now, in the house of the name of God, it was changed. And we got to be with the human beings. And even the name is put upon us to
get born again Christian.
To be born again Christians. The name was changed from the building and it came upon you, us and me.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why he speaks. Break it, I'll build the one of 3 days. I'll build the one of 3 days.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They
had a temple that built 46 years.
According
to John 2.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He told them, break it. I'm going to build mine for 3 days. When he raised up, the temple was changed and it shifted in him. And all who believe him, they will raise together with him. Even the name was changed and they put it upon us. God be the temple of the name of Jesus. That's why we are called Christians. Because of the name of Jesus upon us, to be his temple. When they are brought, they are brought in this house we ourselves, that we may not live a lack food. That's why he speaks in 1 Corinthians 3:16, and he speaks like this.
Bakolinse chisoka esula ya kusatu olunyirwa 16.
1 Corinthians 3 verse 16.
Temumanyinga muli yekalu ya Katonda. Eranga omoyo gwa Katonda abera mumwe. Omuntu yena bwazikirizanga yekalu ya Katonda, Katonda ali muzikiriza oyo. Kubanga yekalu ya Katonda ntukuvu ye mmwe.
You heard very clear. Now the temple of his name, which was first, they used to bring, they within it sat and ate and shared.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And the Levites within it were also given a portion, as we shall see ahead.
Yes,
praise Jesus. This time when the temple shifted in us, things totally changed. For they used to work on buildings, and the buildings are of gold, and money was spent much on them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Right now we are temples of the Lord, where the
tithes
and the offerings is brought, that you may find in if you have a problem, if you fail out there, it's required to be a portion in the treasury to help you.
And
we know the tithes and the offerings, they are brought in what we call the bank of God. In case the child of God fails outside,
get
what to eat or drink, they can be
helped.
If there is proof that they have surely failed, that proof was proven how the Holy Spirit involved himself in these issues. And when you lie, he will kill you for that. If you lie, I had no food, and you get money from the temple, you don't go from there, they kill you from there. Oh, bishops who are in place doing that work.
We
have bishops of 5 people. And they know your life from your home where you live. How do you sleep? How do you survive? How do you progress in spirit and body? The bishop was right with doing that.
These
alone the bishops of buildings of today. Those are not bishops of the Bible. Bishop is a foreseer of the church. And the church is us, the people, not the buildings. But the bishop of the day, he takes care of 10 churches.
And
if you see the Protestant, what the church of salvation, the bishop today takes over territories of churches. Buildings, they don't even know where the people live. And they don't know the situation they are passing through.
Bishop of Bora Bira Kanisa.
The bishop of Kanisa and the church is as per the buildings. And he takes care of this church and this.
Ndavyo mukono gwa. They
have even had that title of the foreseer. The foreseer takes over territories which are numerous. He doesn't know where you live. Your forefather died in the same system. Like 10 forefathers of yours died in the same system. That's why even born again when he came. If you begin like ministries and these are the buildings, they begin to call you a bishop. It's a title. I don't know where you live.
It's
not right. This is the devil disturbing church. You
do
you feel you are a bishop?
Now no more.
You call him bishop.
Even
where you live. When did he take force your life?
You're
not even required to call him a bishop, let me tell you.
For
the one called a bishop is a foreseer. He knows whether you have a sick or not. Did you eat or not? In spirit, are you progressing or not? That's why there are no bishops yet. We shall first understand, then we get bishops. If this come from Entebbe in this place,
we
elect a bishop. He has to go in every home, know how they live, how do they
live back,
how they progress.
If they give
birth like rabbits, it teaches them how they have to plan.
If
they make a business not progressing, you have to tell them how they are going to prosper. If they don't, they help them to understand them. But the bishops of today, the devil put his in place. They foresee buildings.
They're
in cars, they don't know even where you live. It's things which are in church these days. The devil conned the church. And he put in places things and they are following them. But the tithe and the offerings, the
truth
they have brought in God's church never to lack food. And the house of God we've known it's us. And you sit in there
and
every day gather 70 millions and above. And
he
tells you, wait upon the Lord. He's going to provide for you. And we pray provision.
For you.
But he's taken all the provision from your pockets. Praise Jesus. Me, I had a bishop. And he released the law. If you are poor. You go in the offering basket, they lend you money. But if you don't bring it back, never come back in that offering basket. He was just lending to them, and you have to bring back. And if you never brought back, they put you on the pulpit and announce you out. But was the seventh year looked onto?
For
Deuteronomy 14:15. The seventh year we forgave our brethren whatever they we had lent to. These days we no more look on those days and years. We look at the seven spirits. The spirit of wisdom that really I've pressed so much my brethren. But give them 100,000. If God gave me 10 million, why don't I forgive them? In wisdom, what was 7 years? When they finish, you had to forgive your brethren the things you had lent to them.
Right now we pass in wisdom and understanding and in the counsel.
We
can reach the prison, spirit of counsel.
You had to
bring 100
further
and get according to how God has prospered you. You take back only 20. It's in the spirit of power. Pray God help you bring back. You come with prayer in the spirit of power. You lift your business that you bring back. You pass through knowledge. You find your worth full from the waterless. And you say, my brother is very worthful. To chase them over 100,000.
Pastor,
the spirit of fear of God. If I trouble my brethren, let me call them advise them if you borrow. Use things like this and that you can be able to progress out.
Pray
to remain being in the cycle of being held and be in the fear of God. We are going to see these things ahead. We
have
to spend time on this heading. When you read them, God will go provide for people. Blessings are going to be increasing.
And you
use as the commands read them in the Bible. Don't await a new command I'll release after. After studying, if you don't want to do that, don't expect me telling you come so in the words. You have to do what you've studied. If you want to thank the thanksgiving offerings you give it, don't await me say who wants to thank God.
Do it as you.
Praise Jesus. But the truth is this. Chase your brother because you lent them. Do not begin to spread them over all people. We started those words last time. After 7 years, you have to forgive your brethren. No more wait those years. We are in the seven spirits now. You look at the wisdom of God. Brethren, no. I just gave them 50,000 and I got 500. What is this I'm on now?
Because
for the other, the master forgave him 10 million shillings. And he found a brethren who was demanding 50, and he took him in prison over that. Jesus gave it as a parable, but it was a word of wisdom. The master forgave him 10 when he heard that. He got and arrested him. Let's be with them within us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we are to see all that on the Sunday in the morning until we shall finish
there.
Then we get back to our prayers we were on before.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You will be missing. You are missing a blessing.
We
know how you will prosper.
But
in our part, the economy of the church begins here. Your finances begin from the tithe and the offerings.
If
they are not aligned, you never settle all your days. You will be messed up all your life. You will prosper, you fall, demons attack you in business, and every time you are down and out, every time you are praying for your business, it's what's in the church today. Today you will be lifted up, tomorrow you are beaten down. Businesses of the born again have no protection. Sorcerers, businesses outlive all days as they sacrifice. And they kill. And they bewitch.
But
a born again never bewitches. We obey God's laws and he gives us protections. And he prospers us.
We business
aspect, let me fast for my business. What
business
are you fasting over your business? Is your it's problem to fast?
And see
let
business
me fast for my business. Your problem is in obeying the laws of God. If you diligently obey Deuteronomy 28, to hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, to obey his laws, commandments, and judgments, he says, all his blessings be following you. Blessings have to rather follow you.
If you say,
just pass it, it says, let me follow them.
and they are following you. But today we seek for them. Let me go to pastor so we get a blessing. Let me go to fasting and we get a blessing. Let me soak a blessing. Have you ever thought for curses? But why are they coming to you?
Deuteronomy 28:15
says, never hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, to obey his laws, commandments, judgments. All these curses will follow you. Let me tell you, even if a thief or a sorcerer, no one sits and asks for a curse. But they hold and come to people themselves.
What
are we going to do that the blessing may follow us? I'm seated and the blessing begin to locate where I am. But you seek it on the mountains, you go to the valleys, you are seeking for blessing, and you sleep on the floor and you are on one ring sleeping the blessing. Lord, we face sorrow. You are about to sleep upside down. Legs up, head down. God proves you need a blessing. For you're punishing the body for a blessing. And you put your leg up and you sleep upside down that God proves you need a blessing. The blessing became a problem.
What?
But it came from what? You've climbed
mountains,
you've gone the wilderness,
you've asked
every prayer, you need a blessing.
He
told you hear his voice. Obey his laws, commandments, the blessing to follow you. In the city and village. Whether in the village it comes, whether in the city it comes. Now we have the blessing here, the blessing of the city alone. It's even an entire service in the city of Kampala. They wake up in the morning for the blessing of the city. A person never expects a blessing in the village. For it has not networked to follow them in the village.
In
most of you, even you're running the city was to get a blessing there.
He said,
if you're in the city, the blessing is 100% to follow you up.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
the problem is where? And the offering is the command of God.
And
the way it's used, the command of God.
But
his house never lacks food. And we've understood. We ourselves, we are God's temple. It came from
what?
It go into the pastor's bag and he went with all of them.
And
he buys many cars. And
he
builds houses. And he says, pray. Pray is gathering money. He reaches and tells you, now you're stealing, I'm stealing from you. You are sleeping, I'm stealing from you. Does it speak that?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And then said,
this world has things.
The
church has made troubles. The world itself has many things.
The
church has made troubles.
You
don't prove whether you are a temple of the Lord. For sometimes you say, let me go to the house of God. Yourself, you say that. Captivity is in salvation. But every time you're born again, it's in the deliverance service.
There's
even a deliverance church, an entire ministry for that.
Themselves
don't know they are the deliverance church. They have to set loose of themselves. The things of this world
are
very hard, but church has troubles of ignorance.
era buli kyo kuba osanyuka nosanyuka omusumba bana yali
the pastor ate tithe and offerings. We thank the Lord. He bought out a car of 600 million shillings.
Have
nothing like a bicycle. What's on the tithe and offerings? You see what is called a circle? You keep their money and they help you. That is the tithe.
In
seasons of your need, the circle has arrived from church. Here you give when you have no problem. You have
the
money you're giving. But one day your circle reaches and you are in need. If you've not come to meet here,
at least
the one you've been giving in his house is
receiving
you. As you are there, your circle has arrived, he has to take care of you. The circle is always rotating around the pastor alone.
Anytime
you give offering and
tithing,
pastor, that apostle, that prophet, when will the circle reach your side? And we begin with people in need and they pray for us. He prays, let me give you all. And you saw more in it. The things of church are amazing. Let me tell you. Some people leading churches in this world, they were supposed to be robbers. But because they clothe the sheepskin, they are robbers, most of them, thieves. And they have
gifts
of conmen which are at high level. They con you and remain happy over that. You know, a conman steals from you and you are thanking him. Most of them were thieves. And they enter church and they claim to be humble.
It's
a con man, he's a thief.
But
yes, an image of humility.
For
you can't know a con man is going to steal from you. Doesn't take your back to steal forcefully. No.
He's
speaking with
it. There
is a deal of God. But if
you
inject they show you a sample. I don't know where they get it from.
They get a stone
and they put a coating over it. And
you
inject in your pocket yourself. And you
get it.
And you're happy, you're expecting a deal.
Church
has pastors and apostles who are thieves.
You are in the America.
That is in the church you are
talking.
They call you where you sit and you get happy and you even make noise. And
they
tell you, talk to America. But this shoe
is
kept on the blessed ground. And it's full of a blessing.
You know,
I want to talk about America. So in the shoe,
you
give from 10 to 100. Anointing, you got to touch it.
You start with 100,000
and you put
on a shoe
and you bought it here in Owino, downtown Kampala. And you go back very happy.
And
our time is up. But they have told us that the house of God never lacks food. If you
want to
go back the first love, the apostles use the offerings like this according to Acts. Acts chapter
4,
34 to down.
Bikuru abatume sura ya kuna olunyiriro lwa 34.
Acts chapter 4 from verse 34.
Kubanga tewali mubbo eyetaaganga, kubanga bonna abalina ensuku oba ennyumba bazitundanga ne baleeta omuwendo gwazo ezaatundibwanga ne baguteeka ku bigere by'abatume ne bagabiranga buli muntu nga bwe yeetaaganga.
Owulidde ekyaliwo.
You've heard what happened.
Omuwendo gw'ebyo ebyaleetebwanga.
The price of everything brought.
Oba bimu bya kumi.
Whether the tithe.
Oba biweebwayo.
Whether the offerings.
Oba oli atunze ky'abadde alina nga ayagala kuyamba kanisa.
Person says what they had, they want to help church.
Tebayambaga musumba ye.
They did help the pastor alone.
Oba ekizimbe.
Or the building.
Wabula buli omu baatunulirangamu.
Everyone was looked into.
Ono yeetaaga kwenkana.
This one is need to what extent?
Kubanga kati bagenda kunganya Nambole.
They are going to gather at Nambole.
Bakunganya obukadde nga lukaaga.
And they'll gather like 600 millions.
Naye banavayo banatula ne bagamba bannange.
When they come for the day sit and say friends.
Abeetaaga gune mutu bali tumanyi nti ono yeetaaga obukadde 10 otandika akalimu.
This one needs 10 million to begin a work.
Naye tebabifaako ebyo.
Don't mind that.
Bukadagena kunganyanga lukaga
n'okudda 600 and above millions.
Omanyi sente zeyapangisiza ekisaawe.
You know the money they rented the field?
Ani azitegeera
ku? Who knows of that money?
Sezimera milioni 10.
It's not 10.
Buli obukadde ng'ebi.
It's like
bukadde bibiri.
200 millions.
Naye alina okubanga yabaze nga zivaayo.
Must have calculated he's going to reap it back.
Nga ye alina okukola amagoba.
And he has to make profits in the program.
Obukadde nga bibiri yabusa
200 million is paid it already.
N'abagamba mujje.
He says come.
Tusabe Mukama.
Pray God.
Buli ayingira.
Everyone entering.
Ate olina okuwa nayo no. Mubeereyo bana ekibeereyo. Naye ali mu kukunganya. Naye nga mwe musaba muliende Mukama.
You are praying, you are with the Lord.
Ebintu by'ekkanisa mwe mulowooza kkanisa yeriwo naye ekintu ekiriwo
kiri. Think church is what is in place, but what is in place is something else.
Abantu ababbi ddala.
People who are thieves. People who are conmen. Yet they have closed the sheep's skin. Jesus told us they will be coming people and they will be wolves clothing sheep's skin and they have closed Jesus on top.
600
million have been made that day. Even the one who puts here in the city
that
worship night. What he got, he is already calculated. Those who even go for loans in banks for this purpose, and he knows you're going to get back the money.
It wouldn't
have been bad to pay that place, and it's gathered. After being gathered, and you take out what you use, the rest we see how church is going to progress with it.
Supposed
to be bishops knowing all your needs. That's
where
they were able to satisfy needs of every person.
They
pray, gets a blessing. They had to give
it to the
and they prayed after a blessing that may be lifted. Maybe as we study for jobs, that's
how
we pray. Let's get a job for favor. But another has nothing, he started and he needs just a capital. You know how wealthy church would have been.
Offerings.
It must be moving all days.
Now,
if you did have gone back to the world,
for
a peace you find, you would have wasted time to go back to the world. But the thieves, one man
in Nigeria
is worth $60 billion. That is his worth. That is the pastor leading flock.
But
there are still people begging God help. Have mercy.
But
we are going in the same heaven with them.
That
we are in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the one Holy Spirit.
People have a hush.
Not the real Jesus.
How can you have 60 million?
And the people began with you, and they are so poor. You tell them, pray. So, and after they say,
you are spiritual father. You know, we are spiritual
fathers.
We gave birth to you
in the gospel.
But
your spiritual father
and your
physical father even is better than your spiritual
father.
For your physical father he gave you food. He taught you in school.
When
he brought you from school, he gave you capital to begin work. And even gave you a portion of his land.
But
these have their own possessions. They have their possessions. Even the tithe and the offering is for them. These are wolves.
They are
in the house of Jesus.
They have pockets of children of God.
They have stolen everything out there. They have their colleagues.
They
sit in the front seats. They have colleagues who are thieves also. Whom they put in some money, or they who inject in them, and they give them powers of darkness to steal blessings of the rest in the congregations. Most of them are wizards, they're not pastors. You can't sit just on their front corporate seats. If you want to know that, according to James 2,
the
Bible says the poor and the rich come.
When you
tell the poor, go sit behind. Go sit on the floor. Aren't you an unjust judge?
But
this one, the seats are in the front.
Yes,
Jesus is amazing.
He
never rebukes, he's silent. Every time he gives just a blessing. Things of church are very hard. Let's move on with Acts. Acts 4, verse 35.
Ne bagabiranga buli muntu nga bwe yeetaaganga. Ne Yusufu abatume gwe bayita Balunabba.
This two was a disciple.
Okutegeeza kwalyo nti mwana wa Sanyu, Omuleevi, eyazaalirwa e Kupulo, yalina ennimiro n'agitunda, n'aleeta effeeza n'agiteeka ku bigere by'abatume.
You heard to what he did.
Naye mutume ekyoba nabbi kati.
What disciple apostle now?
Atunda ku bibi ali okakula
akola nyo. His position to prosper the one he leads.
Ayongera kunganya mamotoka gasimbi ewaka.
Packing more cars home.
Galiko namanyage.
Even they have their names.
Ministry.
His ministry.
That
you claim you're in the same spirit with him. What they have done to church? Let me tell you, waiting persecution of the church. The persecution of the church began very many years back. They persecuted you long time. If they fast, make you fast and their jaw begins to get flat. They have not persecuted you.
You
have ulcers and a lot of other sicknesses. You are awaiting another persecution.
One
woman robs you, say, God doesn't need coins.
You
left government to release coins, was sleeping, God.
And
he was there seeing a woman offering a pence which she had. Why did she tell the woman never to bring the pence into the offerings? Did she bring paper? Was it a pence of paper? The things of church. Let's end with these scriptures. Haggai chapter 1.
The
problem if the house of God is not built. Remember, we never built a temple of buildings. We understood we are temples of the living God. And the Spirit of the Lord lives within us. We begin from verse 1.
Kagai esule soko lunyoli soka.
Kagai 1 from verse 1.
Mumwako guo kubilio guwa dalio kabaka. Mumwezo guo mkaga. Kurunakuluwa mwezo lolu veleverie. Echigambo cha mkama nechijira mkagai. Nabi Elizabeth mutabani wa Seyalutieri. Owe sazari ya Yuda. Neri Yosua mutabani wa Yekozadaki. Kabona asingo vukuru. Ngachio geranti. Bwati wa yogero weje. Mukama weje nti, abantu banobogera nti kakano siki ekiseera ffe okujja. Ekiseera ky'okuzimbiramu ennyumba ya Mukama.
Batuka ne bagamba.
They reached and they said.
Kino si ekiseera ky'okuzimbiramu ennyumba ya Mukama.
The time to build the temple of the Lord.
Jukira mbiro biri.
Remember those days.
Bazimanga nyumba kyalinga
kizimbe. They used to build the temple as a building.
Nga kyali nyali.
And it's of his name.
Wabula mbiro bino.
But these days.
Ekizimbe kino obunabbi obwakifulumako.
The prophecy released upon that temple.
Tebukiyita nyumba ya Mukama.
It's never calling it the house of God.
Obunabbi obuli mu Isaiah sura eyo.
Prophecies in Isaiah.
Okuva kunywa olwoko lwakuta n'olwomukaaga.
Isaiah 4:5-6.
Walibeerawo weema.
There will be a tent.
Eribera etuonye omusana,
which will save us from sunshine,
enkuba,
the rain,
empewo,
and the cold, and the heat.
Erantu wemeyo,
and that temple,
kama alikiteka kechi,
God will put his glory upon it.
Yasigala wema kutuonye.
It remained to save us from that.
Erantu jizima negwa.
And we build it and it finishes.
Kitufu ndi wetu jizima mukama atuwa mkisa kuweba yafe
mutukura. God blesses it and blesses us for we sit
here. We
will sit in the tent. We are the
church.
And we are the house of God, which must be built today. And we build you in spirit. And even in the body, we have to build you. For the right Jesus,
when
he preached the word to them, he knew that now they are angry. Let's get food for them.
You
don't remember that.
Peter, agamba,
Peter says,
let's
send off people to go home. For it's getting dark. And they are feeling hungry. And the Lord Jesus says,
we are
not going to send them when angry.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Totally
we have only 3 loaves and 5 fish. Because it's God.
Yes,
he was able to call angels, they brought eatings. If he did that,
we,
what have you used the tithe and the offerings? We've not prospered the church. Even in the spirit, we've given them nothing.
There
has not been knowledge, neither understanding.
You
don't know even your home in heaven. Things are of con men. As if you study heaven, but
they
are not clear. Light doesn't come out clear.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. They say,
it's
not the time to build you the temple of the Lord. It's time for them to prosper themselves. That they build their houses. You are seated down looking. You are fasting and begging God. Even to hate the one who never gives in their hands. Haggai 1, verse 3.
Awo ekigambo kya Mukama ne kijjira mu Kagayi nabbi nga kyogera nti ky'ekiseera mmwe bennyini okubeera mu nnyumba zammwe zibikkiddwako awo ennyumba eno ng'ebeererawo ng'erekeddwawo.
Owulidde bulungi
ekiseera
bo bazimbe
ezaabwe
basajja bazimbye
men are built
nisibu abo bano be bayita abagoberezi
they call their followers
baliawo batyo
they are just there.
In the church of 10,000 people, they are 50 rich among 10,000 people. Now the rest are onwards. Remember the command says, let there be not be a poor among you.
And
don't need leave anyone in need among you.
And
these are only 50 rich.
Remember,
you know, most pastors have demons now. If they have not put herbs within you, you can't get their blessing. And they dedicate you into their spirits. That's where they come, we dedicate you to the Lord. And you
think
they dedicate you to the living God. Come, dedicate your business to the Lord. We dedicate businesses?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. But he asks them, is it time for them to build buildings, buy cars? Find them buying a very long limousine car.
And they build
what they claim is a church.
And
they have wasted time on that building, furnishing and renovating it. You find the buildings and the money they have spent on them. And if they are put in the church, which is the people, building churches to build the people who are the people, not the physical building. And
if they
bring money to build the church, we are to build the people.
If we
bring money, we build a place we fellowship from, we build the house, the temple then.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus.
They are
furnishing buildings. I don't know if Jesus is going to come back for them. They furnish them. And you too rich, you may think you are in heaven. Yet you are in the shrine. The shrine of the
days.
They have been modified in buildings.
In which
there
are
even good music flowing. And the music
Mama,
is flowing. And you say, the house of God. Yourself, you forget you are the house of God. They put on
it.
I choose them, they renovate those houses. And they think it's the house of God.
You know,
the conmanship which is there.
You
find it having a cross on your face. This is the church of Christ. Yet it is you rather, the church. You know what happened in the world? The devil bewitched the world and entered bewitched the church and the church itself forgot they are the church and they began to call the building the church of Jesus. Leave me to fast even laugh over that. This witchcraft is at high level. The way you forget to be a church yourself. And you begin to furnish, renovate a building. And you say, I have brought 10 million shillings. Let's build the church of God.
Would
have brought them see how church is going to progress and prosper.
Things
people speak, they're almost mad. And Ecclesiastes says, he saw that all people had gotten mad. Even the righteous, he had fallen mad. And even the prophet, the person with the spirit, they have gotten mad.
What
they speak never connects well.
And the
house of God, even give like 100 bags of cement.
And
you say, Lord, I
gave
you a
house.
I pray blessing. What house have you built for me? I thought it's you. You've left yourself.
And
you have given it a brethren to begin a business. And you built the house of God. For he was hungry, you gave him food. He was naked, you clothed him. He was thirsty, gave him water. He
had
now where to sleep, you gave him a house. We asked him, Lord, when did we find you? He said, the ones you did them for me, you did them for me. You did it for building, you did it for who then?
The church,
things that in is different.
I'm
not against that born again is false. But things of church have come from far and they have been getting troubles. Right from the Roman Catholic Church. They themselves began to sow the seed in us.
Protestant
who came, they captured it.
And they came
adequately without light. And religions
around.
When salvation came back,
they did
for light to shine well in us.
We
remained with the character of the Catholics and the Protestants. We did get totally saved. That's why today we are admiring their garments they clothe and their collars.
You are a bishop.
And you say bishop of the board again.
Even
a collar, he has a cloth. He has a big ring. Even with a stick.
And
forgetting our armor was changed, our clothing.
According
to Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 13,
the clothing
changed their spiritual
arm.
We clothed the gospel
in the feet.
We tied the truth in the waist.
Put
the helmet, blessed of salvation, righteousness. We get the shield of faith, the word. We get the word of God as the sword. We don't hold sticks. For in the era of Aaron, you held a rod. Today, it's a sword of the word of God. The helmet of salvation,
the
Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Who
came in Acts 2,
heads
of apostles like tongues of fire. But you find a born again bishop. They clothe a helmet. It's like a hat. Things of church.
If speak,
some of you want to get angered over the Holy Spirit. And you say he's abused so much. You know, if someone is a foolish person, then you tell them this foolishness
in you,
they can get angered. But they reach the one they say, but maybe I have foolishness. For what I did wasn't right. Just told it to them, they get angered. If you stand happy when you go
to anger,
or you who is listening, when you go back, you'll think of it and you say, truly, the things of church now. You first get angered, I've given you permission.
For
the anger. It can never be like that. And you get angered over me. You get angered, okay. But don't accept the sun to go down on your anger. I speak of this. The sun is the light. And it's the word of God. Don't get out of the word of God. And you do what's not right.
Tulimukagai esule soko linyoro kutano.
Agai 1 verse 5.
Kale no wati wayogera mkamo we genti. Mulowoza makubo gamwe. Mwasiga bingi ne mukungula bitono.
Agati wanowechivechi zimu.
Now the problem comes from here.
Betu maro kuleka we nyumba neta zimu.
After ignoring the house and never build it.
Ebimwebe kumine biwene biko isi wabubi.
And tithe and offerings are used wrongly.
Abileta no bileta angati vibalansi.
Who brings them, they are not balanced.
Umulanata leta.
Even another never brings. Even pastor who have gathered,
and
they never use them build church how it is. That's why you see people's jobs no more get
money.
Pastors have prayed for 30 years.
Baskets
of money never getting satisfied to now.
Business.
Even when he puts in a business,
it
never prospers as much.
Now with business on our
you, your business never prospers.
It moves
3 years, the fourth it's getting down. For we ignore what our colleagues. Remember, in church everyone minds his business. They will prosper, want to prosper alone. Open for me.
It was
open for you alone, for all of us. Remember, I'm a part of yours.
I bought
First Corinthians 10. It says we are parts of each other. Now listen.
The
hand has opened for me. only the hand, where are the other parts? Things of church are hard. If I tell you upside down, don't be surprised. The hand stretches through the door and it says the feet they have opened for me. Now go yourself. The hand tell it to go itself. After we sing songs, see how it is good for the brethren to sit together. And we have that love. Oh, Jesus, He gave us. It is like a good anointing, which is very precious. We are brethren on what issue when they have opened for you alone. What have you done if I'm your brethren? We are of the same household of the Father. We are of the Holy Priesthood. You decide be your brother to be poor. Are you not in the family and they don't want anyone to prosper there? Me, I think ministers of this generation of the church, they are the wizard and they bewitch in the house of God and they bewitch all their brothers never to get prospering. There are some families only one person wants to be king over others. And they bewitch all their siblings. And they drive the good cars. And they have the good houses. And all brethren in the clan sleep in huts. When you come in the spiritual realm, it's the church. Pastors and prophets, they are bewitched children of God. They are poor and they are only rich. We are in their house, but our brethren are wizards. There are even no more brethren of us. We all shan't get foolish in this clan. They bewitch their clan, and one is rich among them. They never question why. Yet they put demonic spirits in you, making their money.
Haggai 1 verse 5. Kale nno bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama ow'Eggye nti, mulowooze amakubo gammwe. Mwasiga bingi ne mukungula bitono.
Okusiga kotusize.
The sowing we've sowed.
Era ensigo eyo tukyagyogerako n'olwaleero.
And we still speak of that seed up to today.
Naye Mukama by'atuddiza kale.
What God gives back to us.
Bwe kibanga tukyayagala ensigo akyagyagala.
If he still needs the seed.
You
too, you put much money in your business. And so when you sold for it. And you say, I'm going to begin a business. But let me sow for it. You spoke all that. How much did you get back? Now what surprises most?
I've
been gathering tithe in the offerings for 30 years. And I'm still poor. Except when there's a problem.
That
years old of us must be rich.
Where
they put baskets, they have big baskets like this. All of them get filled. They who carry them, they are macho men. They carry them from their backs. They are taking offering and tithe baskets.
As banking,
the one who counts the
banks,
they don't pay them a penny. They're working for God.
Don't
work for God to bring money from heaven for them. Why does he rather gather money physical, not wait for God? Now you think you've been having the church, but you've been having a fake church. A fake thing. The one who began well, they also got off track after.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Kaga Yesule soko nyolom kaga.
Haggai 1 verse 6.
Mulia naete mukuta.
Oroza, never
even if they eat pork for how many years? There is no satisfaction. We do in church appear different.
3 months
you have, the next month you have nothing. When you get rich 4 years, the next years it's a fall. And you too are used that you have to fall after. That's why you always pray. Let me go pray for my business. Let me
never
be there to be proof and sure of salvation.
Think
salvation stands with prayer, so with warfare, breaking and beating.
Business,
as you reach your business,
you begin,
another spirit comes in you, you shake your head, you pray for it. You find people in church praying, but as if they have demons on their heads. The shaking, like in the shrines. And they are shaking their heads. Praying being normal, yes, like this, Jesus, Lord, we thank you. They can't, but they have to shake the head. Me, I even feel I want to get dizzy if I shake the head. But they shake it as if they have demons. What is this on them? What are we on? Why you pray normal, Lord? He doesn't hear? You have to first shake and be aggressive like that. You have to get messed up.
What
is in the shrines, brethren? But when demons are coming, they begin slow, and they increase the speed to the God. And they speed now got small. But you two, you get
stable.
You are no more stable. Every time you go to prayer, you just begin to pump prayer out of yourself, and you force it out of you. The level of Elijah, it's not going to rain. It's at 3.5 years.
Yeah,
if he shake his head, it is not going to rain for 3 years.
But
again, you find them in the way they're not even
praying.
They walk sucking their lips like that. They are praying. They are
crying
for work. They are messed up in the head.
He
fought for peace, it rained
from
them. The way to seek peace and keep it is to walk like that.
Amen.
When you find them, the situation they're in, they don't understand it. Thank them, they're cheering each other. In the name of Jesus. Other strength things here. I don't know what they're on. And they're emphasizing points to the Lord. The way to get peace, you failed.
No,
which make you throw.
Kagai sule soko nyolong kaga.
Kagai chapter 1 verse 6.
Banywa na yete bakuta bebanywa.
Katupeera onenga.
Now we are there.
Tufuna nyo kanisa tuli ya wet
church, we are hanging there.
Oru tufuna.
Sometimes we get.
No sigayo rutu
no. You saw a lot and after you.
Tutunywelela.
You don't stand strong.
Business ojitandike
oru mweke na ma. Begin it moves on. It's not shifting.
Yes, we are padde lero wabi oru wabi tulizi wako wewa. Eto wabi tulizi wako kubibwa.
Tomorrow you give a testimony of being beaten down. You're not stable. Today I thank the Lord. He healed my child.
Brothers,
tomorrow you come back. Praise the Lord. The other
God was sick.
The devil attacked the younger. Born again has never stabled life.
Question,
what happened on us? I thank the Lord.
He has
raised my business up.
As you are there,
2 months.
Uganda.
Brethren,
yes,
Jesus. I prayed for. What happened on you?
Business,
business fell down. stealing money from us, brethren.
I don't know where the money goes.
Things steal the money from us.
Is
born again, believes in the account, take money from it.
Sometimes the mind forget where it went.
People who just give like that. Everyone comes. Sometimes they forget they gave it to
another.
And they have evil spirits upon them. They tell them, just get in the sense what you get, you give.
Sometimes
10 million they forget it for capital. And they claim demons took the money. They have ceased to have wisdom.
I'm going to help,
but how much to give?
Yes, and what's it called? They make a business.
And they did balance their books.
Now,
we have a problem, church. Even our pastors never stable. For every time they ask from us,
the mobile money
is still passing on their television. People are giving for 30 years and the mobile money line is still passing on television. How long the man has been used for what? Their pockets have holes, they will never settle. Never use them as they were meant to be. You two make problems.
Kagai esule soko nyolo mkaga.
Kagai 1 verse 6.
Mwambala na yete wali avuguma.
Wakati bichisera tubera mukwambala.
Every time you run the weapons. But is there anyone who
said on?
For you, even a con man, you clothe the gospel
in your
faith, and you clothe the gospel. You clothe it by faith.
Gospel,
we clothe it as we study and we learn. You put the truth in the waist. That just a little moment, I feel heaviness. The devil is attacked me, and you are
helping
me in the prayer warfare.
You are called
neither hot nor cold. You are in Revelation 3:16. You are hot nor cold. You are not anywhere.
God has given
you protection. Tomorrow,
they
have attacked me, Pastor. You have flogged me.
You
flogged Amos yesterday. You know what's on the born again? Worms and ants enter in their house and they say demons of
God.
Demons
are their
weapons. they are not even afraid of them. Even ants, they begin to fear them. When they see those worms,
they
don't know where they had clothed them again. And they begin to close the gospel and they took the attacking ants and worms. They are firing over them.
They are just moving
on their own course. Born again is not stable. No. We never get called.
We are in the gospel,
there is no strength and power out of it.
We are told
by the word.
Get this.
The salvation, but we don't know. Nothing is shifting. Every time we look at this figure, we are praying, we are fasting. We are
praying.
There are demons come from hell. Come. Pray all the time in that life. When will we ever settle, church? We were called, we have gotten tired and weary, and we
have
gotten burdened. God called us
to give us
the rest of
our strength,
but we are in problems. We never settled. Every time it has attacked me, it's attacked me. It's in the leg. The Holy Spirit, where is he?
Kagai esule soko nyolo mkaga.
Kagai 1 verse 6.
No yafuna empera afuna okuchiteka munsawe
Now, people, they're working and making money. But they get like 100 million a month and above. When they put in the pockets, the heart falls. They are not in these pockets physically. No. As you've just gotten 100 million shillings, and there comes the problem of 500 millions. As it's finished, there comes another problem still. That's why church is seeing money. Even sometimes we seem to have blessings, but we never settle all days.
When this problem is finished,
you have another. And they
have
attacked your land. Now you have to inject money to restore it back to yourself. But you used to testify before. You prayed, God gave me a land.
And
God gives you what is not completed. Things are in their cycles.
And
pockets have holes.
The
spirit of poverty are attacked us.
Can
you
say, fetch? Are
we having holes to poverty today? It's attacked us badly.
Fire!
And we fire.
But they can call it a service
to beat the spirit of poverty. It's one thing. Let's fulfill God's commands. Let's fulfill commands of God.
Tithe
the offerings. They were to work in their own way. Building the house of God.
Not
build pastors' houses alone. And they have a lot of storied buildings. They have restaurants. They do what they gather will never be enough for them.
Kagai esure soka olinyolo musanvu.
Kagai 1 verse 7.
Bwati wayogera mukama wejenti, mulowoza makubo gamwe. Mulinye ku lusozi, mulete emiti.
Mumanyi tugenda leta miti
gene. You know we are going to bring timber physically these days.
Wakati waluwe bilabe byombo.
For now there are spiritual gifts.
Twagala tuyambagane buli muntu azimbe
munne. One to help each other, another build another.
Nasinzira mu kirabo
kye. And they are basing in their gifts.
Yes, ye bazi.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga enyumba yaka tukyate ma miti.
For the house of God we never count cut timber to build it.
Etukyaleta broker.
No more bring bricks to build it.
Twagala okulaba ebirabo bya mwenga bikola bifayo mu kulamu mwoyo.
Your spirits grow and your spiritual gifts manifest. We can build ourselves.
Abaine ekigambo ekyamagezi.
One with the word of wisdom.
Ekyokutegeera.
Of understanding.
Banabbi.
The prophets.
Abatume.
The apostles.
Abaine ebirabo by'okugaba.
With gifts of giving.
By'okuyamba.
Helping.
Fenna tuveyo tweyambagane.
All let's arise help each other.
Gano gegagenda kuwa matafali be miti
gye tugenda okutema. Bricks or timber we are going to be cutting. Build a unity house of the spirit.
Kagai esula esoko nyolo musanvu.
Kagai 1 verse 7.
Nange ndijisanyukira era ndigulumizibwa bwayogera mukama. Mwasubira bingi kale raba nebiba bitono.
That is how we've been.
Era bwe mwabireta eka nembifumula lwaki?
He asked, did you ask?
Bakunganya bibone imwe
baskets tithe offerings.
Now we can nokunganya
kusi. You gather money.
Naye mukasera kanu
in a little moment it's been blown away.
Ati nogena atokuba emizimu.
And you go to beat rather demons.
Bobo ni nakatondo muzimu gwaise
ofumula sente. Where did the demon come to access your money?
Katondo rumu mwenyini yazifumula.
Sometimes God blows it away himself.
Ati nodamu kumenya.
You're going break. You're going to get the hand to break the one of God. You can never break it. It beats you more slappings.
The one
who has been having financial problems, sickness to come on.
That
you are breaking. You're not born again anything. I cancel God's offense, but you can't be canceled. What is that until you have experienced it? You cancel, he brings forbiddings to you. He rebukes you, you're claiming I cancel you.
I'm claiming
my business is finished. Those are demons.
So can we
first ask?
What concerns
my business is right unto God? Am I giving tithe well and the offerings?
mizani
zitekana sana. I don't have
unbalanced measures.
All things have done them right.
Katuna hizo kwa ya fumura.
God may have blown away.
Kwa hivyo kama.
And you claim I cancel that.
Oba wa kabisa zamu.
As if just Catholic.
Ngabiyo yongira kuba bubi.
And they go more worse.
Kendo kude wakanga mwana mwadde.
Go home the child is sick.
Na wabada hako rango funo.
You've been working, you get malaria.
No,
eh. And you say, eh.
Atena sazi zamu.
I cancel that. Things have gone wild.
You
know, castling your own. Now everything they castle it. First, put is not God on behind it. If he's God behind it, repent.
Haggai 1, verses
9.
Mwasubira bingi kale laba nebiba bitono. Era bwe mwabireeteeka ne mbifuumuula lwaki bw'ayogera Mukama ow'Eggye. Ogw'ennyumba yange ebeerera awo ng'erekeddwawo.
Kanisa twerekawo buli
omu ku munne.
Ng'okusookera ddala abasumba baffe oba abaweereza
b'ekkanisa
abalina
okutuweereza.
They
abandoned and left us where we are supposed to be built.
And they
began to build cars and planes.
And
to park money on their accounts. They even began circles from yourself.
Yeah,
you have no shares even in them.
Companies
of bread,
of rarely
peaked projects in charge in those ministries. All the projects the pastors took over them. It's upon you how you're going to make it.
If they
get it from you, it's no use. I see your hand of the hand. It goes in the
pocket.
It gets the
money.
All the money. You can't leave anyone. And you gather.
They
don't mind how you're going to survive.
You sacrifice
you walk back home as long as you've served in God's house. So unto the Lord, you commit, walk home, God will see a blessing and give it to you. God didn't see I've come from far. I heard him speak in the scriptures. If someone asks you
to
escort them 1 kilometer, escort them 2, for you knew it was heavy.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
This
is in help.
It's
in every situation we move by.
A
person can ask you 10,000 and you add another 10 to get
20.
You see through the spirit of wisdom. It's fear to ask 20 but they need 20,000. And you add on the 10,000. God needs on, know this on our needs.
Some of you
used to food and even you feeling pains. Even coming here has become a problem to you.
You are
so tired as they speak.
You prayed
and fasted
you
even need to be helped. But that God punished you for that. That he made you walk those distances.
Some
of you walked from here. And you went.
District,
to another district in Mukono, your footing.
Here
you're giving a sacrifice to God. Sacrifice and offerings never loved. That's why God is son. And he gave him
up.
Sacrifice
to
sin. Sacrifice to be given. All those who put them aside.
Haggai 1, verses 9. Namwe muddukira buli muntu eri ennyumba ye. Kale kulwammwe eggulu kye livudde liziyizibwa okuleeta ensulo.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Agamba nti tuleseewo eyiye.
He says we've ignored his house.
Tulowooza kuzimba
za. We think of building our own. Pastor tells you, the anointing flows from the head.
So
you first buy me a car, then you drive and buy your own cars. The anointing is going to be flowing.
We must
give that we buy
a
house for the pastor. Hallelujah. and you gather that money and
you
do you think of you again
after,
anointing says it flows, building, he doesn't know whether it flowed to you that even you built.
Tuli mukuzimba mayumba gafenga abashumba
mamotokas
tukule bibanga
batukuze
kituli ne
bintu we've not bought
naye buno bubbi bwenyine,
but this is serious robbery.
Manyize nadduka mu bantu
abo, I ran from those people
kubanga saba kuliramu,
I did grow in them.
Peri kubo yali ansumba,
none of them has ever pastored me.
Mukama yankola bulungi,
God did me good.
Nesi takulirayo,
I did grow those systems.
Omanyumba neche tuche wakulide
mu to attack what you've grown into is not easy.
E nakulira bweru eyo,
me I grew out.
Kati
now
nsobola okwogera buli kyonna
ekirungi, I can speak everything in there.
Nga tewali wadde okugamba,
and there's nothing like empathy in me.
Tewali
nothing
kubanga sina bulumi mu
kyo. No pain I feel for them
kubanga bwe kyandibadde nange kinsongamu obulala.
If it was pointing in me, I would have shied out to speak it.
But
does it point at me anywhere? Now I can speak with liberty. You know Amos? He was a farmer. He was a prophet. He wasn't a prophet before. He was just a farmer. God met him in the fields.
He
told him, go to Israel. And yet he wasn't an Israelite.
He told him,
go there, for I have failed to get any person there. All in the system, they are corrupted. When he reached, he told them, I wasn't a prophet, I was a farmer, but God sent me to you.
He
began to speak messages without mercy to them.
Kagai esura esoko nyora 10.
Kagai 1 verse 10.
Kale kulamwe gulu cherivude liziziwo okuleta omusulo. Nettaka liziziddwa okubala ebibala byalo.
Be bakolimize ense eno yonna.
They have brought this to the entire world.
Abasumba abalesewe nyumba ya
Mukama. The house of God.
Ekanisa tukulakulane.
The church to prosper.
Ense kyemvamula bange mmere yonna
ekyakala. That's why you see every food is gotten spoiled.
Matoke gagwawe Uganda.
Banana is no more in Buganda.
Mu Buganda.
Mostly in Buganda.
Rumonde mwanye ebintu
tubikwao. Every coffee and every field is not
healthy. Atesi mu Uganda munsi yonna
ebintu
biwadde byonna biwedde.
Things have gotten sick.
Katuli mu bintu ebijingire.
Now we are into things which affect.
Buri enkube etonya butonya
nemujira mwe
buka ebiri akasori.
Worms come with it to eat maize and corn.
Yetubade tusubira tonya bijimuke ate bya buri.
What we expect the rain to grow food, it rather comes with.
Alisa buri kanisa leta nye mitawana ku.
Church brings troubles to the world so much.
Ubange kanisa yandirese emirembo.
For church which have brought peace.
Na yebo ebange emazo kuono.
If it got corruptible fast.
Nsiyo nebe inofuno
buzima. The entire world must get problems.
Tujja kuba tutandikira ko wano.
We shall begin from here.
Ku mulundi guli.
On the other time.
Yesu birotegede.
But I expect you've understood.
Bikwatagane bye biwebwa.
What concerns the offerings.
Katusabe mbufunze.
Let's pray briefly.
Ngatwenenya.
As we repent.
Atenga tusabe omukiso.
We pray that blessing.
Okuva ku kimwe kye 10 ekiwebwa.
From the tithe and the offerings.
Era ngatwerula omukiso guli ku bulamu
bwaffe. We on cover the blessing upon our lives, which God already gave us. Each one of us was born with that blessing.
It
speaks of in Ephesians 1, verse 3-5, that blessed, praise the Lord God of our Lord Jesus. He blessed us in the heavenly realms,
and
He chose us long time within Him before the world was. There is a blessing which came with you. Out of that we get the tithe and the offerings. After getting that out, God loses the one retained within heaven, and He sends angels of
hell,
and they add on the blessing you have, which they call your blessing.
But
the problem which has been that blessing, it's like you see magnets. When you pour dust on it, no more works. Now your blessing, it's like a magnet, out of which comes power. Power attracting your things. They don't appear
like
a magnet. As it attracts, you don't see its power.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That power in our blessing, it's called favor. It must come a blessing out of it.
And
it attracts everything. But unrighteousness,
it's
the dust which was poured on it, it blocked power of the blessing to come out. Power called favor. Now we are cleansed through the word with the blood of Jesus. That unreadiness be taken from us. Power called favor that it comes from your blessing. That it can work. When it gets, that you get the tithe and the offerings from it. And it's balanced. And they add the no blessing from heaven. Send angel to the angel of scales. Measure more what you need.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
that have done this. No one gets a blessing from this earth. If you get a blessing, it comes from heaven. If it's not come from there, they use the one you are born with. One is in 70%, another 60%, another
50%,
even 100%. According to what God was, the people God was to give the care of. One is there, is never used that blessing even. Others, they have stolen it from them.
For
your power called favor never comes out. They call you another, steals your job immediately. For your power is
minimal.
Wizards, what they do is one. If you pour dust on the magnet and you pour blood upon it, it attracts afresh. If it dries, it's no more attracting. Now what wizards do?
He
uses the blessing upon you. Asks you blood, you shed it upon it.
For
when blood dries, the power
comes out.
We have the blood of Jesus.
It washes
unrighteousness once, and your favor comes. Let's stand, walk, and repent to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Ask and cover the blessing on our lives. And at the same time, tithe and offerings balance the blessing and cover.
And
receive the blessing from heaven.
Each
we move on to get it.
For
God has the blessing in retain. He is the God of the blessing.
Tukugurumiza era nga tukudize ekitibwa n'ettendo. Weebale Katonda atuyigiriza okugasa. Gabu wayogera mu Isaya 4:18 onyole 16:17. Ng'oyogera nti yenze Mukama abayigiriza okugasa. Tukudize ekitibwa n'ettendo. Kubanga leero tuyigiriza okwongera okugasibwa. Era tuzze ku lusozi lwo nga bwe kyawandiikwa mu Mikka 4:4. Oyogera nti bonna balijja ku lusozi lwa Mukama era okuyigirizibwa Katonda. Era balikwata amateeka ga Katonda waabwe. Mukama tuzze. Iraka yakalo tuyigiriziddwa babu wayogera mu Isaya esule yokubiri. Webale gwe Mukama atuyigiriza okugasa kitafu omwesigwa era Mukama affe Yesu yatunyonyola mu Yokaana esule yomukaaga nga agamba tewali ayinza kujja gyendi okujjako kitange nga amaze okumuwalula era nga amuyigiriza tuyigiriziddwa omwoyo ayi kitafu webale ayi Mukama affe Yesu eyatusabira bino byonna era eyatusuubiza osinzira mu Matayo 28:18-19 timugende mufuule amawanga gonna abayigirizwa mubatize bayingire mu linnya na kitaffe omwana w'omutukuvu mubayigirize ne byonna bye nabalagira kubanga ndi wamu nammwe era okubeerawo okutwakulaba bw'otaatuleka nga bamulekwa ayi Mukama waffe Yesu n'otusabira omubeezi omw'omutukuvu okuva eri kitaffe nga bwe wasuubiza mu Yokaana 14 okuva ku 14 n'okukwira oyogera ku 26 nti ye bw'alijja alibayigiriza byonna era alibajjukiza byonna kale omwoyo omutukuvu weebale kubanga otujjukizizza era otubikulidde n'ebigenda okujja kamu Yokaana 16:5 paka olw'ekumi bwe luli weebale nnyo nnyini ayi omwoyo w'amazima era tusooka okwenenya mu ebyo by'otubikulidde Mukama kubanga ebibikuliddwa bibeera byaffe n'abaana baffe n'abaana b'abaana baffe nga bwayogera mu kyamateeka 29:29 kale tuwulidde bulungi ekigambo kyo ayi Kabaka ba Kabaka tusomeseddwa tutegedde Kabaka ba Kabaka omwesigwa weebale kubanga kankano tusaba era nga tujja mu maaso go okwetondera wonna we tukozesezza emu eby'ekkumi nga si mu butuukirivu so si mu mazima kubanga tuwulidde mu Malaki essuula eyo ey'okusatu olunya otandika olw'omukaaga paka olw'ekkumi ng'otunenyezza titojjulukuka era tokyuka gwe walagira tuleete emu eby'ekkumi mu nnyumba ye muleme okubulamu ekyokulya era watutegeezezza mu Bakoliiso ekisooka essuula ey'okusatu 16:17 ngaffe bennyini tuli nnyumba yo watulaga ayi Katonda ffe mbikoba batume essuula eri ey'okuna n'okukiira tyabatume baaleetebwanga ku bigere byabwe ebimu eby'ekkumi n'ebiweebwayo n'obweyamo Mukama ne bagabira buli muntu ng'obwetabwe bwabeeranga kale ekkanisa n'ebeeranga gga nga bwayogera mu kyamateeka 14:15 tewabanga omwavu mu masekati gammwe
kare mukama wakula akuranye kanisa bikola batume naye tukusaba otusonjwe obutali butukirivu bonna okusobya kwana kwa tukoze mubimwe bya 10 wamune ebiwebwayo kubanga tetukoze ngeki yagiro kyobwe kiri tusaba otusonjwe tusaba otusasire kabaka bakabaka kubanga tetukoze bwetyo era watugamba mukubikwa sura yokubiri ngoyogera nti tudem kwagala okwasooka n'okwagala okwo kwekwa ebikola byabatume naye bakolanga nafe betwalina okukola mukama tukusaba otusonyiwe kubanga watuzimbira ku musingi ogw'abatume ne bannabbi ng'abaefeso bbiri bwetugambye naye netwakola ng'abatume bakolanga era newankubadde nga bannabbi twagunjawo ebiragiro byaffe ate nga watugaana ayi mukama waffe yesu wayogera mataayo 15 tetuyigiriza ebiragiro by'abantu nga byeryokukwata twalowooza nti mwebya 10 n'ebiwebaayo byabasumba bokka ne bannabbi naye mukama tetwamanya nga twali nnyumba yeyokuzimba era eyokulaakulanya laba weewookyo oba otuvunaanye n'otuwa ekikolimo kubanga eggwanga tukunyaze bannabbi banyaze abasuma banyaze n'abawaayo banyaze mukama nga waddeyo mumizaani eziteekanakana bwetyo bwe tubadde mu biro ebiyiso byonna tukukoze obutali butuukirivu bwe tuswazize erinnya lyo bwe tulese abooluganda bangi nga babonaabona nga tuzimba ffe ennyumba zaffe ez'okusulamu nga tugula amamotoka gaffe tugula amanyuma tugula ebibanja n'ebiringa ebyo nga bw'otugambye mukaga yesubula esooka ekyo ekiseera mmwe bennyini okuzimba ennyumba zammwe nga ennyumba yange erekeddwawo mukama tuli yeekaalu yo tukitegedde naye mu biro biri twagirekawo tetwazimba n'omu ku bano twazimba zaffe twazimba amakalina twazimba mukama twazimba skyscrapers tulina amanyonyi tuguze ebibanja ng'abasumba n'abatume ne bannabbi n'emimwa ebirabo ebyomwoyo bwetu bwe tukoze naye mukama omulundi guno gwokka tusaba otusaasire tusaba osonyiwe obutali butuukirivu kale osonyiwe mukama kale onenye omuli ayi kabaka bakabaka otukkirize ffe abafuuna knowledge of God wamu n'abo bonna abalanira amazima mu nsi yonna ayi kabaka bakabaka era abakwetaaga nga bakaabira mwene mumazima nga bakaabira emizizo gyonna gye balabye wansi w'enjuba era egirabiddwa mu kkanisa yo wayogera Malaki 3:13-18 ng'oyogera nti awo nno abaali baagala Katonda ne beemulugunya mu mitima gyabwe nga bagambagana buli kinnoomu ekitabo kya mukama eky'okujjukizibwa ne kiwandiikibwa kale balibeera babo mukama weebala okutuwandikira ekitabo ky'okujjukiza era kankana oli mu kutujjukiza era mukama ogamba bwe tulidda tulyawula akuweereza n'atakuweereza omutukuvu n'atali mutukuvu tusaba osonyiwe osasire obutali butuukirivu wonna mukama onenye abanyazi emisege gyonna egyambadde tibali endika okwekweka mu kkanisa y'okubba ebimu eby'ekkumi n'ebiweebwayo nga tebakozesezza nga bw'oyagala abebadde tebamanyi mukama wabagambye mu bigo batume 17 olunywa lw'16:3 tebiro ebyobutamanya tewabibala naye olagira abantu bonna okwenenya tulagira abasumba bonna mukama bakulemberemu abateekeddwa okwenenya beenenye naye abaganye mukama tusaba onenye otwawulemu abakuweereza n'abatakuweereza nga bwebasuubiza mu Malaki esuula eyo ey'okusatu 18 tibwemulidda mulyawula aweereza Katonda n'atamuweereza omutuukirivu n'atali mutuukirivu wayogera mu Yeremiya 23 olunywa lw'abirimuwawulumunaokukiira temwendakoze oluvannyuma mulikitegeera tisaatuma bannabbi abo so ne badduka nambiro mukama tukusaba nga tuli munaku zino ez'oluvannyuma kale ojja otwawuliramu akuweereza n'atakuweereza mukama tuzimbe ekkanisa n'emu eby'ekkumi n'ebiweebwayo era buli omu aweebwe ng'obwetaavu bwe bubuli mukama ne boowa emu eby'ekkumi obakubiriza emitima gyabwe n'amagezi gaabwe mukama baweeyo ng'ekigwanidde tukole ffenna buli omu mu kifo kye ye ng'ekirabo kye bwe kiri twezimbe ng'ekkanisa etalina bbala niwankubadde olufunyiro weebale mukama kubanga otuma okutukuza kwaffe omusaayigo n'amazzi nga ye mwoyo mutukuvu okutukuza emikisa gy'abantu bano egiri kulamu bwabwe na buli muntu yenna atuwuliriza na buli muntu yenna akunoonya mu nsi yonna kale otukuza emikisa gy'obulamu bwabwe giveeko feva basobole okuganja basobole okufuna bye beetaaga mulamulo kale era mukama bwe baleeta okuwaayo n'ekimu eky'ekkumi n'ababadde bawaayo mukama nga tebafunanga mikisa gyabwe oyambe abantu abo mukama otume bamalayika b'ebipimo ng'ogulawo eggulu lyo ogula enzigi z'eggulu mukama otume bamalayika b'ebipimo abali mu kubikulwa essula y'omukaaga olyolw'okuna n'olw'okutaano bapime ebyo byennyini bye twetaaga mulamulo ne mukuweereza bwe wayogera mu pita ekyokubiri essula esooka onywa olw'okusatu tobuyinza bwo bumaze okutuwa bye twetaaga mulamu muno ne mukuweereza kale otuwe bye twetaaga mulamu muno ne mukuweereza tunaabeera beesigwa mukama okuzimba ekkanisayo waleme okubawo omwavu wakati mu ffe nga tuli bagagga mu mwoyo mu magezi ne mukutegeera ne mukuteesa ne mu maanyi ne mukumanya ne mukutya mwoyo wa Katonda era nga ne mu mubiri tulina ebyo byonna bye twetaaga mulamu muno ne mukuweereza kale mukama otuukirize mu ggulu nga bwe kibeera ekikumi ne ku nsi okituukirizenga weebale kabaka bakabaka weebale mutonzi waffe kubanga okkiriza
okutugabirira okiriza okutunywesa n'okutuliisa n'okutuuka nga tetwewola wabula ngaffe tuwola ng'ekiragiro kyo bwe kiri mulinyirira mukama waffe Yesu tusabye n'okwebaza amen.